This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, I'm 12 to do enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How about yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean? As you well know, we've been on the road for the last 2 weeks, and we're at the end of this little mini tour right now. We're actually in Tennessee. We preached again last night, and after the radio show today, we will be heading over to Winchester, Tennessee. To preach again for another 3 hours and then 14 hours back to Minnesota, only to be spent in Minnesota for a couple days, and then we'll be back out on the road again, because we believe that we can do this. Read Mark 16:15, you'll understand. Now, folks, before we get started here, because I've got much to cover, some crazy stuff going on in this country, and so it begins. Vaccine passports in America. We're being told right now that New York will officially begin requiring vaccine passports on April 2nd. Now, I think it's kind of odd, and I just want you to pay attention to this real quick, and I'm not going to get onto this topic right now, but I do want to put a little salt on your tongue. Isn't it kind of odd that Governor Andrew Cuomo was just under fire from how many different women for sexual misconduct, which I told you was merely a distraction to get your eyes off the ball? And before you know it, here comes the same criminal. And I want to tell you why the same criminal came forward to go after you once again, because you didn't deal with Andrew Cuomo for the seven women, or Cuomo for the seven women that he violated. But again, that was mere distraction for what they were setting up here. Now we see that New York will officially begin requiring vaccine passports on April 2nd. Again, we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to that, I want to get you over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are booking up already for the next 3 months, and it's starting to fill up quick again. It's interesting how people are getting busy across the country right now. It was interesting how during Donald Trump, everybody was asleep, and all these groups, they just dissolved. And it's exactly what happens, friends. When men sleep, the enemy sowed tares, and it's exactly right. Men fell asleep during the Donald Trump administration, not realizing that he was actually there for them, but rather he was playing the Judas to the American people by pretending to be one of them. How little of the American people understand their history. But out there on the road right now, friends, these places are packing up again. People are getting serious about what's going on. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to stay the course. Thomas Jefferson said that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. It's not like I can just, you know, shut down the fight one day and just take a break because I need one. The fact of the matter is, friends, we got to keep our hand to the plow. It was Jesus that said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. We've got a country to save here, friends, and we can do it because we serve a big savior, Matthew 1:21. Okay, to establish 2 Corinthians 3:17. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're already getting calls from Milwaukee. We're already getting calls from Pennsylvania, from California right now. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, friends. You don't need to hear from me who we are, what it is that we do, and what it is that we bring. Put that up against 1 Corinthians 2:5. Just go ahead and ask the people and the thousands that have had us in their communities, in their schools, in their colleges, in their prisons, and the list goes on. That's to be found at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And one more time, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead and subscribe there. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find all the links that you need to find out exactly where we're at every day, 6 days a week, friends, minus the seventh. You can go ahead and push a replay on that one. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media with contributors from all over the country that are in the war, friends, that they are in the culture war. As the sons of Issachar knew the time, so did these culture warriors, okay? That's to be found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also look at the right side of the page, and you will find a social media platform there for both Tim's show in the morning at 6 a.m. Eastern and my show every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. And, of course, on Saturdays, I got you for 2 hours today. That will be there as well. Click on to the live stream, friends, and join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to Before It's News, finally, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're right up on the front page there, and as you click onto it, friends, join us on the social media platforms. And, again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on and the list goes on. And again, you understand surely from understanding scripture. And I'm speaking again to 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians. So we're in this together, friends. And again, I just want to encourage people before we get on today's topics, which I'm going to go line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning the topics, what's happening all over, not just in America, but all over the world, and how the American people and how people on a global scale are being set up for the fall. You heard during the break, friends, Anthony Fauci again. Notice he's the only one. He's the go-to guy that's setting the narrative. As I've said before, I say again, the people that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. The mainstream media puts the microphone up to nobody's mouth but Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. If that doesn't scare you, friends, nothing will. But it should cause you to take a stand in the face of tyranny, because that's exactly what's at play. And if you consider the sources, again, you understand perfectly as to what I'm saying. But now they're beginning to do studies on people that have already been vaccinated, leaving behind, the narrative is, all through deceptive measures, by these cunning, deceitful men, Ephesians 4:14, they are trying to put into your mind and cast into your mind that everybody's been vaccinated. Now we're going to take it a step. And if you haven't been vaccinated yet, you're going to be left behind. That's all a part of the propaganda spin and the spin doctors and the useful idiot friends. They're having a problem getting people vaccinated. Okay? If they weren't, they wouldn't remind you every day that you need to get them. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live from Tennessee. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. As I was just saying right before the break, friends, we're going to take this in stride today. Isn't it interesting that you just heard Anthony Fauci, again, the only guy that gets to speak about the virus, because he's the only guy trying to corral you in to take the vaccination. And at the end of the day, they're trying to corral you into a new system of government, okay? Now they're talking about people that have been vaccinated, suggesting to those that have not, which is a majority of the people in this country, hands down. I would truly speculate and question the statistics if they said that a quarter of the American people have been vaccinated. I would question those statistics. Because they're not there. And if they were, they wouldn't have to come up with studies from Yale University intending on and purposing to manipulate people into taking the vaccination. Again, as I said yesterday, friends, if this was a genuine virus, you don't have to tell people what they need to do if they want to get healthy. They know where to go. But that's not what that's not what's happening here. It's not what's happened since day one. The American people have sat down and watched their state's governors wreck their businesses, their economies, begin to mandate things that are completely unconstitutional. Well, they were all also being educated by good government, namely those good judges and city representatives across the United States that were saying that this is completely illegal what's going on, and they began to defy. But is the narrative corrected itself? Absolutely not. They keep pushing the narrative, and this on a global basis. Right after you heard Anthony Fauci, right, setting another narrative, which only applied to the people that were vaccinated, right? You can see him using the Hegelian dialectic, pushing the ball forward already to what is not true. What do they do? Well, they play another piece because the propagandists know exactly what they're doing, and it doesn't always work for them either, by the way. If you pay attention to the details, the devil's always found in the details. But you heard during the same commercial that Boris Johnson says England's still on course for roadmap to freedom. Anybody paying attention to what's being said here? As if to suggest Boris Johnson is the one that gave England their God-given rights. In turn, offering back their freedoms that they never had a right to take away. What, did the politicians inherit the world and then decide as to who they're going to give it to and who they're not going to give it to? That's what tyrants do. That's why we call them demigods. Put it up against Isaiah 14, friends. Boris Johnson says England's still on course for roadmap to freedom. And by the way, it's not just happening in England. Okay? This, by the way, this is not a gloom and doom message, because there is massive protests going on all over the world that the mainstream media is suppressing concerning defiance towards their tyranny, and the hundreds of thousands of people in prospective countries all over the world beyond police control, which has got to scare the powers that are tolerated, that's taking place all over the globe. So, friends, it really matters who you listen to right now. It really matters who you put your hope in right now. It's either going to be the arm of the flesh, which brings the curse, or it's going to be in the living God, which brings the blessing and the information that he brings to his church. And the church, it is our responsibility to bring the answers to the world, not the problems. Hey, friends, they're going to keep pushing the narrative as long as you allow them to push the narrative. And I got one question for everybody listening now and watching now. Why do you let the enemy set the narrative? They're only 1.7% of the population that is using the media to blow them up to cause you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And I want to tell you something, and I want to say it again and again and again and again until you get it in your heart. They're scared to death that you're going to figure out what I just told you. Because when the American people and the 330 million people across this country figure out what I just said, that you're dealing with 1.7% of the population that's being used by corrupt politicians, especially who are being guided by special interest groups along with the mainstream media and the useful idiots, when the American people figure out that these are the ones responsible for trying to make themselves a lot bigger than they really are, and the American people stand up and deal with them, not just in America, but on a global basis, game over for the bad guys. Game over for the bad guys. And we need to start trusting in the Lord in such a fashion, friends, because the gates of hell do not prevail against the church. We should be on the offensive, not on the defensive. So let me get to it. By the way, again, broadcasting live from Tennessee. If you want to call in, you can stick to the topic. I'm going to start inching away at the main topic right now. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Just to show you how they're trying to push the ball forward, and they want you to believe that the ball is going forward, which in fact it is not happening the way that they want it to. Did you see that ESPN just reported that the Miami Heat to open up vaccinated-only sections for fans on April 1st? Did you hear what I said? The Miami Heat to open up vaccinated-only sections for fans on April 1st. Now, you got to keep in mind that date, because it shows you that this is all pre-scripted. It shows you that there is a alliance where you have corrupt corporations, corrupt government representatives working for special interest groups, and not just in America, but on a global scale, working in unity to try to corral everybody in to their narrative and their narrative only. No. Hey, folks, I want to say this, and again, listen to me carefully. There is no new America. No. We're to go back to the old path, not the new path. The Bible is clear when the Lord said not to be given to those that are given to change. Okay? What are they doing? They're trying to create change. What they're doing is attempting to wield more control over you, the people, as they continuously manipulate you through their deceptive narratives into believing what it is that they have to say. It's not about you. Oh, friends, just wait. It's going to get better. I want to say it one more time. ESPN just reported Miami Heat to open up vaccinated-only sections for fans on April 1st. Now, listen, it might sound scary, which it should, because the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another through his judgment. Read the book of Amos. But the bottom line here is, to the righteous I speak, it still is well with you. And I want to tell you this. They always love to create polls and manufacture statistics that are nothing short of deception from start to finish, again, to try to manipulate you into believing that everybody's going along with this. I'm here to tell you, no, they're not. No, they're not. So they can go ahead and set out their propaganda hit pieces on people that are not going to take the vaccination all day long. It doesn't matter to me. I got to say this because this is in my heart right now. Folks, these people are literally pushing for a war. These people are literally pushing for a war, okay? And the fact of the matter is, if war comes to America, because it surely will, I want you to keep in mind the people that are creating the war, they're not going to be the ones fighting the war. It's the people that don't know the difference that are going to be fighting each other. And just think about this, friends. The powers that are tolerated are the ones trying to pit us one against another in this fashion. And we need to wake up to the fact of the matter as to who's responsible for creating the narratives. Look to the corrupt politicians. Look to the CFR. Look to the corruption in media. Look to the corruption on a global basis. Look to the corruption in the UN. Look to the corruption in everybody's prospective countries. Folks, the people that are pushing the narrative are the ones responsible for what's taking place here. Don't fight each other. Resist and defy the tyrants and deal with them appropriately. I got some good news at the end of the show, probably hour two, concerning just that, because it's beginning to happen in America at the same time that they're continuously leveling their propaganda at each and every one of us. Did you see what the CDC just reported through Communist Network News? You know them as CNN. Did you see what they just said, friends? CDC is acting as if they're in a legislative branch of government. The CDC is now the go-to concerning mainstream medias, trying to give them legislative powers that have never been delegated to them by we the people. This is out of scope of every arena, friends. This is total deception. The CDC does not have authority to implement or suggest or mandate what I'm about to tell you. CNN just reported that fully vaccinated people can visit unvaccinated family and friends, but one household at a time, say it's the CDC. Hey, friends, I got a question for you, and I love to put it to you. Since when did the CDC become a law unto itself?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The situation at the border is expected to get even worse, according to Republican lawmakers. A group of them visited the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. They claim that migrant detention facilities are now overflowing and no precautions are being taken to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun on Fox said border officials are predicting that even more migrants will cross the border in the future.
February was about 100,000. It's going to hit about 140,000 in March. This is along the whole sector of the southern border. Texas has got four or five separate sections themselves. And 250,000 is what the Border Patrol said they're bracing for.
Democrats say the crisis was caused by the previous administration as they prevented illegals from crossing the border. This is USA Radio News. The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in, now is the time to do so. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We've already got calls lined up right now. I'm going to make one more point, and I'll get to the phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. During the last segment, I was just highlighting the fact that Miami Heat to open vaccinated-only sections for fans on April 1st. Folks, this is what any dictatorial, authoritarian, totalitarian government acts like. We knew that this was the pill in the jam. We knew that they were going to try to corral us into a new system of government. And if we don't do what they say, then we're not going to be a part of that system. Well, some people will say that's crazy. Oh, just hang on a second. I highlighted the fact that Miami Heat again to open vaccinated-only sections for fans on April 1st. Then I made the point during the end of the last segment that fully vaccinated people can visit unvaccinated family and friends, but one household at a time, said the CDC. I want to lay to the candor of the people that are listening to me right now, 140 cities, and I want to lay to the candor of 53 countries that are listening to me right now, namely in America right now. Okay? But I know it applies to you globally. Where did the CDC get delegated authority to become a law unto themselves, to become an enforcement agency concerning what's taking place through this invisible enemy called a virus? Can anybody answer that? 1-866-582-9933. Do I have the answer? Yeah, I have the answer. I'm just trying to figure out why they are not a legislative branch of the government, nor are they elected people to do the things that they're pretending to do. But then again, the TSA, friends, for the record, the TSA, every time you go into an airport, did you know that the TSA is a pretended authority? Do you know that they're violating the Fourth Amendment every time you walk into an airport? They don't have a right to do that. The TSA, have you taken the time to look at the people that work at the TSA? Can I ask you a question? Do they look like they're normal? Do they look like they're right in their heads? No. Friends, I mean, again, let me take it a step further. What, you can come in on the border? You can come into the cities in America? And our government will steal our money and give it to them to come into America? And if they want a license, they don't have to prove. They don't have to prove who they are. But every time we go into an airport, we're violated by the TSA illegally through a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And we have to produce IDs. And if we don't, we can't travel. Folks, do you not understand that you are not under attack by a foreign government? You are a foreign government to our U.S. Constitution, but we are under attack by a bunch of Judases under false pretenses, acting as if to suggest that they are really there representing us. No, they are not. Now, going back to my point, for the CDC to threaten people that if you don't wear a mask on an airplane, going to the airport again, and suggesting that they can be fined $250,000 and be thrown in jail if they do not comply, I again want to know, and I'm answering many people's questions even now, where did they derive that delegated authority from? They don't have it. And speaking of the TSA, they don't have the lawful authority to do it. This is outside of the scope of the U.S. Constitution. This is a foreign government at play in America and on so many levels today. And who is pushing and advocating these and implementing these more than corrupt politicians, Americans? Nobody is. Nobody is. Oh, well, that's not good enough for some of you people. Well, here, let me make you this or bring this point to you. The Guardian just reported that, and I brought this up before, but this is a little more detailed for you. Did you know that in Israel, they have green passes now? Taking it a step forward. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Green passes. Guardian reported, how are COVID vaccine passports working for Israel? Isn't that crazy? You see the pill in the jam? You see the end aim? They want to see who's going to comply with their tyranny and who's going to stand up against them. That's what they're doing. And they're trying to force those that are standing up against them into compliance. And how are they doing that? They're attempting to fatigue you into compliance. Hold your ground, Christians. Hold your ground, patriots. Patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, by the way, is to uphold dying laws. Let me make this final point. As hotels and gyms reopen in Israel, governments elsewhere are considering a similar certificate scheme, raising ethical concerns. I mean, as if to suggest it's not all prescriptive, friends. Don't play stupid with these people, because that's what they want you to do, okay? Read 1 Kings 13:33, and you'll understand what I'm saying even now. Listen to what they reported. As the UK and other governments consider whether to give COVID-vaccinated people certificates that allow entry to bars, hotels, swimming pools, one country, Israel, has already deployed its green pass. Folks, when I was in Israel in 1992, it was interesting because we went to the Holocaust Museum. And the people in Israel, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're about ready to find out, they all serve in the military for 2 years. Everybody has to serve in their military. Well, when we were in Israel, we went to the Holocaust Museum there. I've been to the one in Washington as well. But the one in Israel was one that captured my attention because of understanding the Holocaust, understanding Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich and what he was responsible for. I noticed that when I was there at the Holocaust Museum in Israel, I noticed a female officer walking through. See, they make their military walk through the museum, and then after they are done walking to the museum, they sign their name on a contract stating that this will never happen to the Jewish people again, the people in Israel. She had tears running down her face, and she signed the paper. Friends, Are we so short-minded? Are we so absent-minded not to see what's at play here? Dream passes? Does this remind anybody about how the Jews and the gypsies and the dissidents and political opposition to Adolf Hitler? Do you remember that they used to have papers that they had to produce to the Gestapo? Does this all sound familiar? Friends, because it's exactly what's happening today in Israel. They're giving them green passes. Benjamin Netanyahu is the one implementing all of this lawlessness on his own people. Pay attention. Pay attention, friends. He's the one that said, in essence, that he was willing to use his people and his country as a testing ground for the new vaccination. Okay, I want you to consider what's going on here, friends. This is craziness, but it's happening. This is history repeating itself, Americans. Do you not see what's going on? I mean, they got these people over here that are 70 and 80 years old, many that seen the tail end of the Holocaust, that are just going along with it again. And, of course, they're going to use these useful idiots to take a picture and promote it like everybody's doing it, when, in fact, no one's doing it. 75% of the people in Israel, my friends, just for the record, are refusing to take the vaccination. They want you to believe everybody's going along with it. But look what's going on, friends, over there. And again, keep in mind, I'm getting to the point as to we're beginning to see the same thing happen here in America. I'm going to go ahead and take a couple of these phone calls really quick. We got Tom calling in from Nashville. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good afternoon, Bradley.
Good afternoon.
I say, hey, it's not the gas chambers, it's jab this time, isn't it?
It is. It is, my friend.
Hey, Bradley, I know you're traveling, and I just wanted to make you aware that here in Tennessee, at the state capitol, on Wednesday 31st, that's this coming Wednesday, we are having a rally at the capitol for a bill on religious liberty, Senate Bill 187 and House Bill 13. If anybody's listening from Tennessee, we need bodies to come out, because after the rally at 1:30, we're just going to go over to the legislative buildings where they have committees, and the bill for religious liberty, which would enable the residents of Tennessee to reject getting the vaccine by law, is in a committee, and it's struggling to get through because the politicians are catering to the hospitals in the state. It's pretty complicated, but just wanted to get that out there.
Well, Tom, let me say this. What did you say that you guys are trying to do there?
The bill addresses the right for the people to refuse getting the under religious liberties clause.
Okay. Tom, I just want to make a real quick point here. You already got the law on your side. You know, one of the things that I see across the country, hey, the burden of proof is on them, not on you. In every state, there's already religious exemption. Nobody has to take this vaccination. The bottom line is it comes down to the American people standing up and showing the tyrants, you're not jabbing me. It's just that simple.
Right.
But why is it that people are creating new resolutions and new bills when we've already got rights? We've already got the law on our side. And somehow or another, the enemies have deceived the people into believing, well, they got to come up with a new resolution. No, we don't. Tom, we really don't. We just need
to
stand up and
say what
we say.
From government.
Well, we are the government, Tom. We are the government. So let's get that straight right now. And those people that are attacking you right now, they work for you. So unless you remind them that they work for you, they're going to keep acting like you work for them. So you're either going to have to put it into perspective, or they're going to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And this is what I've warned over and over and over again. Americans, either you put these corrupt politicians off, or else you're going to lose your rights. And you don't lose rights. Hey, friends, You don't forfeit. You got to forfeit your right.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe on that page again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and click onto the social media platforms. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto the social media platform, go to the right side of the page. If you want to call in, I've got you for 2 hours today. Thank you for making this the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find that for yourself even now on Genesis Communication Networks. If you want to call in, please do it now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight this, and I'll take a couple more calls again here. But I was just talking about how the Miami Heat, if you just joined us, to open up vaccinated-only sections for fans on April 1st, okay? Then I highlighted the fact that the CDC has no legislative power, but the mainstream media is beginning to make reference to the CDC as if to suggest they are. They said fully vaccinated people can visit unvaccinated family and friends, but one household at a time. I'm here to tell you the CDC has zero authority to go ahead and mandate on anybody, okay? And then I highlighted the fact, and I want to read just a little portion of this real quick, about the green passes and how COVID vaccine passports are working for Israel. I just want you to hear this wordplay, okay? This is what it says. They didn't tell you that 75% of the people in that country have refused vaccinations. They haven't told you that they called the whole vaccination this whole rollout, the vaccination holocaust. You're never going to hear that from the mainstream media, and you're definitely not going to hear the death tolls or the adverse side effects from the vaccinations. And I'm going to get to that in just a little bit as well. But listen to the wordplay, okay? This is what The Guardian reported. Malls and museums have reopened for all, but green pass holders get exclusive access to gyms, hotels, theaters, concerts, albeit with some limits. Indoor dining in restaurants and bars is due to be included in the green pass scheme next week. What are they doing? They're ostracizing the people that refuse the vaccination, which is 3/4 of the population. They then went on and said life has not got back to normal, but it appears to be on its way. Listen carefully. Street-side shops are reopening. Hotels are accepting bookings. Even live music is reemerging from its long slumber. And while masks remain mandatory, many older people who have already been vaccinated have stopped wearing them outdoors. Oh, they're offering us our freedoms again. Again, friends, our rights don't come from them. Our man, Grunewald, the director at the Hagerstrom Hotel in Nature near the Sea of Galilee, I was there, by the way, said nearly all rooms were filled. But listen to what they said right after that. All rooms were filled with green pass holders. What about the people that don't have the green passes? They're not saying a thing about them. People are looking happy and liberated, he said, but it's not like pre-pandemic days, he added, and some COVID rules remain in place. So, friends, let's just talk about the unspoken for a moment. Okay, so they're highlighting the people that have the green pass. What about the people that are not going on with the narrative? They mean for you to just disappear in their minds. So you're seeing a double attack on the people from the tyrants. Okay? We already know that people don't get the virus unless they put it or receive it through a vaccination. Okay? That's what many doctors are saying now. Okay? I'm not a doctor. I'm just giving you the information that the big tech companies are sensing. Okay? We know that they're censoring the adverse side effects. We know that they're censoring the death tolls right now. And again, I'm going to get to that in a moment. Okay? But also pay attention, so they're getting you there with the vaccinations. If you survive them, then you'll get a green pass. But what about the people that are refusing them? They're not saying a word about them. They're not saying a word about them. Why? Because, again, they want you to just get them out of your mind, because you can rest assured, people, when people are genocide, the massive amounts that followed, right, the tyrants and their narratives, when people were being genocide in those particular states throughout history, they were already out of the minds of the people in the first place. If you haven't seen Band of Brothers, which is a true story documentary of the 101st Airborne, do yourself a service and watch it. Because there's parts in there will show you, and where they will show you, where there were towns that were living like nothing was going on during the war. And just a short distance away from those towns were concentration camps. Were they helping those people in concentration camps? Absolutely not. They didn't even know that they were there in many cases. Why? Because they didn't really care. Do you understand what's happening here, friends? I'm going to go ahead and take another call. I got Luke calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, my name is Luke. My mom watches you, and she lets me watch you, too. And I was wondering if those vaccines are the mark of the beast from the Bible.
Well, some people say that they are. Some people say that the chip is inside of the vaccinations. We do know that last March, the March before this last one, Luke, that it was actually Bill and Melinda Gates that purchased the patent. And you can go onto Google right now and find it. That it's called Luciferis-Luciferin. Nobody can deny it. It's all there. We also know, again, for those that didn't know, and you're asking the question, so I'm happy to answer it. We also know Bill Gates wants to depopulate the planet by 3 billion people. He said it out of his own mouth. We played it on the show several times. We played the audio and the video. Nobody can deny it, although big tech companies are trying to scrub it, okay? And with that said, not only does he want to eradicate 3 billion people on the planet, but But he said if we do a good job on vaccinations, we can do this. Okay? So going all the way fast forward without reiterating everything concerning Bill Gates, although his dad was a board member on Planned Parenthood, who is responsible for 60 million babies murdered, the American people are led to believe that Bill Gates is looking out for them, Luke, when in fact he is not. He's looking out to do just the exact opposite. And here's the good news, Luke. I didn't say it. Bill Gates did. Does that help?
Yes, it helps.
Okay, sweetie. Anything else?
No. Okay. Thank you for everything.
Can I ask you? You're welcome, honey. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How old are you, Luke?
10 years old.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Can I pray for you really quick?
Yes.
Okay. Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name for little Luke here. I thank you for this up-and-coming generation throughout the United States of America. I thank you for the up-and-coming generations on this globe. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ on these people, friends, these Lord, these innocent little ones that are rising up after the older ones, friends. I thank you that your hand is upon these innocent little ones. And I thank you for these little Lukes, that they become emboldened by your son, Jesus Christ. Your word says, Lord, that you cause strong confidence to be bred and led into their hearts by those that fear the Lord, a filial fear, as a father to a son, as a son to a father. So I thank you, Father God, for raising these people up, these young people, the Lukes of the United States of America and the world. And I thank you that your hand is upon them. And I thank you that you keep them hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. And I thank you that no weapon formed or fashioned against these little people, Lord, would prosper, for our righteousness is of you. And Lord, I also thank you for smiting through the loins anyone and everyone that would rise up against the little Lukes of the United States of America, Father, for they are innocent. They have nothing to do with what's going on in this country. And I thank you that they are not subject to the tyranny taking place in this country. And I thank you for their parents, parents all across this country, to stand up on the behalf of their children, Father, and give us the grace and the power and the might under your spirit to do the things that you've called us to do on their behalf, and giving them a hope and a future in Jesus' holy name. Luke, can I say something to you really quick, honey?
Yes.
I do a lot of high school assemblies, and I'm really glad you called. And I do a lot of tea parties, and I do a lot of churches and prisons. And me and my boys are out on the road right now because we believe that the Lord will give us a future and a hope. And to be honest with you, I don't really care that I make it through. I just care that you guys make it through. And I want you to know that there are people out there that are fighting for you, okay? And don't you be afraid of nothing. You stand up like the little man of God that you are, and you put your face towards heaven, and rest assured that he will be with you the same way that he's been with us for the last 23 years of this ministry, okay?
Okay.
You're the reason I do what I do, little man, and I thank you for calling in, okay?
We love you. We love listening to you. You are, like, seriously amazing.
Amen. We love you guys, too. And we do an action, okay? And we'll talk to you guys soon. I got a quick break coming up. Thank you for calling in, little Luke. Appreciate you, man, okay? Appreciate you. Folks, we got a hard break coming up. Hour two coming up. We'll be right back in just a moment.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.